answered here during the lesson. So, excerpt 43 is taken from Baal HaSulam, from the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot. All the inclinations, tendencies, and properties instilled in man with which to serve one's friends, all these tendencies and natural properties are required for the work of the Creator. To begin with, they were created and imprinted in man only because of their final role, the ultimate purpose of man. As it is written, no outcast shall be cast out from him. One needs them all so as to complement oneself in the ways of the reception of the abundance and to complete the will of the Creator. This is the meaning of everyone who is called by my name, I have created him for my glory. And also, all that the Lord has worked was for his sake. However, in the meantime, man has been given a whole world to develop and complete all these natural inclinations and qualities in him by engaging in them with people, thus making them suitable for their purpose. It is, as our sages said, one must say, the world was created for me, for all the people in the world are required for a person as they develop and qualify the attributes and inclinations of every individual to become a fit tool for the Creator's work. Thus, we must understand the essence of the love of the Creator from the properties of love by which one person relates to another. The love of the Creator is necessarily given through these qualities, since they were only imprinted in man for the Creator's sake to begin with. Excerpt 44, Baal HaSulam says in his speech for the completion of the Zohar, the Creator does not think of himself, whether he exists or whether he watches over his creations and other such doubts. Similarly, one who wishes to achieve equivalence of form must not think of these things as well, when it is clear to him that the Creator does not think of them, since there is no greater disparity of form than that. Hence, anyone who thinks of such matters is certainly separated from the Creator and will never achieve equivalence of form. This is, as our sages said, let all your actions be for the sake of the Creator, meaning adhesion with the Creator. Do not let anything that does not yield this. Do not do anything that does not yield this goal of adhesion. This means that all your actions will be to bestow and to benefit your fellow person. At that time, you will achieve equivalence of form with the Creator, with the heavens. As all His actions are to bestow and to benefit others, so you, all your actions will be only to bestow and to benefit others. This is complete adhesion. Continue a bit.
45, except 45 from Baal HaSulam, Shamati 36, what are the three bodies in men? One must think only for the inner body, for it is the clothing for the soul of Kedusha. This means that one should think thoughts that are beyond one's skin. This means that beyond one's skin is called outside one's body, meaning outside one's own benefit, but only thoughts of benefiting others. And this is called beyond one's skin. This is so because beyond one's skin, there is no grip for the klipot. For the klipot, grip only that which is within one's skin, meaning that which belongs to one's body and not outside one's body, called outside one's skin. That means that they possess or grip anything that comes within the clothing of the body, and they cannot hold anything that is not clothed within the body. When one persists with thoughts that are beyond beyond one's skin. One is awarded what is written, and when beyond my skin this is destroyed, then without my flesh shall I see God. This is the holy divinity, and she stands beyond one's skin. Destroyed means that it has been corrected to stand beyond my skin. At that time, one is awarded, without my flesh shall I see God. It means that Kedusha comes and clothes the interior of the body, specifically when one agrees to work outside one's skin, meaning without any clothing.
Right, continue.
46. From Rav Kook says, a man of Israel who wants to truly be rewarded with the light of life must agree to plant himself in the assembly of Israel with all of his heart, with all of his senses, and with all of his corporeal and spiritual powers.
Again. Good. Continue.
47. From Kol Simcha, the voice of joy, Igrot, letters. An individual person who does not include himself in the whole of Israel is not imparted from above from the love of the collective. About this, the text says, love your friend as yourself, truly. Because the love of Israel is imparted from the abundance of the love of the Creator towards Israel. And if one does not include himself in the whole of Israel, he might, God forbid, be in danger. About this, the Shunammite said, I dwell within my own people.
Continuing, you're reading or you're thinking?
48, Rabash, a prayer of many. It is written, I dwell among my own people. The Zohar says, one should never retire from the people because the mercy of the Creator is always on the whole people together. This means that if one asks the Creator to give him vessels of bestowal, as our sages said, as He is merciful, you be merciful too, one should pray for the whole collective. This is because then it is apparent that his aim is for the Creator to give him vessels of pure bestowal. As it was written, the mercy of the Creator is always on the whole people together. It is known that there is no giving of half a thing from above. This means that when abundance is given from above to below, it is for the whole collective.
Again.
It is written, I dwell